The Syrian conflict has taken a dangerous turn. Now Saudi Arabia is sending troops and fighter jets to Turkey ahead of a reported intervention against ISIS in Syria. Saudi officials say they want to fight Islamic State group on the ground and see Syrian President Bashar al-Assad removed. But Assad's forces, backed by Russian air power, are making major gains against rebels in and around the key city of Aleppo. This is just days after world powers pledged a cessation of hostilities and immediate humanitarian access. Russia is now warning of a new Cold War as world leaders continue to condemn Russia's airstrikes on Syria, accusing Moscow of killing civilians and targeting legitimate opposition groups. Pavel Fergenhauer is a leading Russian military analyst. He says Moscow's intentions are to provoke a much bigger war with Turkey. He joins us from Moscow this morning. Pavel Fergenhauer, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Glad to have me.
Pavel, you believe Russia wants to get into a shooting war with Turkey. Why? Why would it want to do that?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think that?
I don't think that Russia wants to do that, but it's a possibility. It's actually a big threat that the present situation when Russian allies are kind of supported by Russian airstrikes and maybe with Russian officers and advisors also present on the ground are pressing the offensive to the Turkish border, well, brings Russia on a head-on collision with Turkey. And that could lead to more clashes. There have been some clashes between Russia and Turkey. There's a Russian plane shot down by the Turks. But there could be more, and this could develop into a Russian-Turkish war.
Yes, and it's the writing is on the wall. I mean, it's pretty clear. So if you say Russia doesn't want to, Russia has a choice in this because the mistrust between Turkey and Russia after the shooting down of one of Russia's jets on the Syrian-Turkish border last November, I mean, is not being helped by Russia continuing these airstrikes over Aleppo.
Well, the Russian war plan when we went into Syria was basically to secure first the north of Syria, push the opposition over the border into Turkey, close sort of, as they say, the border, and then maybe swing forces south, and then close the Jordanian border, and then to maybe face ISIS, which is to the east. Problem is that there's a lack of good infantry, good fighting forces on the Assad side. It's some kind of Iranian-organized Hezbollah, Iraqi Shia militias, Afghan Shia militias. So you have to quickly move these forces, and without Russian air support, the rest of the Assad, what's left of the Syrian army, is not really good for offensive action, maybe only for defense. So if the Russian-led offensive stops, well, that's going to be a rather nightmarish kind of situation. It's going to be a siege of Aleppo that's going to last months, maybe years, like Sarajevo in the 90s, and the situation will begin to really disintegrate. So militarily speaking, continued swift advance is the most preferable thing to do from the Russian point of view. But that risks right now a war with Turkey, so most likely Moscow is hoping that allies with Washington will put pressure on the Turks, that they will not get involved, that they will not dare to attack the Russians.
Well, at the moment, Turkey's not attacking the Russians, but Turkey and Saudi Arabia are certainly moving towards a ground offensive in Syria against ISIS, is what they're saying. But overnight, and over the last 2 days, Turkey has been shelling the Kurdish YPG fighters in northern Syria. So Turkey is engaged there. That's close to where the Russian air offensive is around the city of Aleppo. So you have these two players engaged in a very similar region. There is a lot of room for error there, isn't there, and for confrontation.
Oh, yes, the Russian and Turkey right now are on a collision course, and the repercussions can be really catastrophic. It could actually possibly escalate into a full Russia-Turkish war. Maybe NATO gets involved, and it's an all-European war, and then goes nuclear. Anything can happen, and it's shockingly high probabilities. I mean, maybe 10% of that happening, and that's even much too much.
So Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said over the weekend that the world is, quote, slipping into a new Cold War. He said nearly on a daily basis we are being blamed for the most terrible threat to NATO as a whole, to Europe, to America, to other countries. They make scary movies where Russia starts a nuclear war. I sometimes wonder, are we in 2016 or 1962? So what do you make of these comments by Dmitry Medvedev? He's sort of feeling, he's sort of implying that, Russia is feeling picked on, singled out here as the bad guy, and yet at the same time, there Russia is, in defiance of pressure from other world powers or regional powers, you know, going on with the shelling campaign over Aleppo.
Well, of course, in such a situation, anyone is going to push the blame to the other side. But if you look at it, basically a Cold War is not that really bad an option if the other option is a hot war in Europe and maybe even going nuclear. Most likely, Moscow, as always, as before, decades ago, would want to kind of say we have a Cold War situation, better have a better alternative. It's the Finlandization of Europe, Europe breaks ties, close ties with America and becomes friends with Russia like Finland during the Cold War. But I don't think that that is really right now a very serious option. Though again, in Europe, there are different opinions. But the Cold War is better than a hot war any day.
Sure, but we seem to have these two threads at the moment. So there's the peace talks, there's allegedly this agreement for a cessation of the hostilities in Syria within a week, but at the same time, Russia continues to bombard what many believe is the opposition forces in Aleppo. So there's that going on. And then there's, as you say, this these hostilities gearing up between Turkey and Russia, and many see Turkey in the eyes of Russia as really a proxy for NATO. I mean, do you think Russia is keen to engage NATO? Is Russia muscling up against NATO at this point?
Not really, I would say, against NATO, maybe to some extent against Turkey. Russian leaders are not really suicidal to try to take on NATO. We're not ready for such a fight and most likely don't want such a fight, but there's a hope, and President Putin has talked about that NATO should not get involved if the Turks kind of have interests in northern Syria. That's not a NATO pie and they should not get involved. But will they, or can you actually separate that? That's a totally different thing, and I'm not sure that that policy is going to work out. And, of course, this announced ceasefire, basically it's not really serious. It's a smokescreen, no more. To give the Russian military simply need more time to achieve victory in the Aleppo area, maybe take over Idlib province, bring the Kurds, most importantly, into the picture, serve the Kurds, close the border, because there are two Kurdish enclaves there, and there's not that much of a distance between them. Partially, that distance is covered by the ISIS and partially by other opposition groups. And if that window is closed, then the Turkish border is more or less also closed with the Kurdish fighters, which are right now rather friendly to Russia and to the Assad regime.
And more friendly to Russia because they're being bombed by Turkey.
But you need time.
Okay, so
you have to play games with Washington about having a ceasefire, but of course the ceasefire can't work. It's not a workable agreement.
So just finally then, we're speaking with Pavel Furgenhauer, leading Russian military analyst. You're saying Russia is just buying time, so all this sitting around the table for peace talks and talking about peace agreements and humanitarian safe corridors and things, you think is Russia buying time? How do you think then the conversation over the weekend between Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin would have gone? Do you think Barack Obama would have been saying to Putin, you are just buying time? What do you think was the tone of that discussion?
Well, according to the reports also coming from Washington on that talk, basically, yes, that's what was said, that you should kind of live up to what you signed up to.
Pavel, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you.
Pavel Furgenhauer, a leading Russian military analyst.